Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Ed Marsh, back on the show for the first time. Ed is he's the founder and principal of Consilium Global Business Advisors. He's been working in the field of exporting for a long time. He's export advisor for American Express. And for their products to help people with their exporting business. And he's here to talk to us about exporting. He's going to clear the air on some things. He's going to debunk some myths and help us get excited about expanding our horizons. Right, Ed?
I am, Jim. I'm really excited to do that today.
Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. So 97%. Of all exporters in America are small businesses, and yet,
right. And yet
a tiny fraction of all small businesses are exporters.
Right.
How do we reconcile that, Ed?
I think it's really a function of awareness, debunking, as you said, debunking some of the myths. I mean, there's a lot of folks who they hear the word export and they just kind of say, no, that's not for me, and they go about working on other things. And, you know, in some cases, that's appropriate and legitimate. But I think in many cases, companies just don't understand the full scope of the opportunity, nor do they understand the resources that are available to help them.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that's changed, that really, I think, fundamentally changes the calculus for businesses, is the Internet. I mean, your last segment you had on was such a perfect segue for this. I mean, the guy put the picture of a table on his website almost just as a second thought, and before he knew it, he was selling Global.
He wasn't even making those. That wasn't even part of his product line. It was a one-off he was making, and all of a sudden, the world beat a path to his door.
It's exactly what happens. Now, you know, every time you put something on the Internet, does it happen? No, of course not. But what you heard from him was that the customer started to find him. So when people think about exporting, one of the biggest concerns they have is, well, does anybody want to buy my stuff, and how will I find the buyers? And it used to be a big problem. You know, it's expensive and hard to use marketing to build a brand in a new market. You had to guess about the market, and you had to go there and spend money for 5 years and hope you were right. Now you don't do that. Now you hang it out there on the Internet. The buyers find you, and then, just as he was describing, you have a few transactional issues to figure out. You have to make sure how you can ship it. You have to understand how to get paid for it. But those are technical points, and there's experts to help with that.
One of the things that I try to start with, Ed, and I'll get your thoughts on this, I just want to help small business owners expand their markets. I want them to expand their horizons. And so I just want them to start making concentric circles, right? They're in this county today. A year from now, 5 years from now, I want them to be in the next county. A period of time farther than that, I want them to be in another part of the state. Then I want them to be in, you know, and if they do that, eventually they'll come to the ocean, won't they?
Absolutely.
And then they get to the ocean, they say, okay, what do I do now? And I'm being a little facetious here, but the point is that I have known, when I became a true believer in exporting for small businesses, when I was a consultant before I started this crazy thing I do now, I had a customer who did about $15 million in business a year as a supply house. And 1 year we had a recession. And his exporting business literally, which wasn't huge, and he had just been building it little by little over a period of 5 years from basically, you know, literally nothing to a few million dollars. There was that year we had the recession, literally kept him in business.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for his export business, which it was almost an afterthought for him in the beginning, he wouldn't have made it.
So that's a great point, and I love hearing you talk about that, because we often make the mistake of just talking about the revenue opportunity. When 95% of the world's buyers are outside the U.S., we assume everybody wants to sell 95% more, and not everybody does. I mean, sometimes you want to scale, but the point is that diversification is one of the benefits that comes from exporting. But there's more, too. I mean, so tied in with that is the fact, according to Department of Commerce numbers, companies that export tend to be more resilient, partially because of diversification, partially just because they're stronger and healthier. They also tend to pay higher wages. Companies that are hiring younger workers these days, you know, millennials feel very strongly about being globally engaged. And so having the opportunity to be a global company or to work for a company that's got global activity is attractive to workers.
Yep.
Companies often also learn some amazing things when they work in different markets. They'll find new applications for their products. They'll understand new ways to sell their service. And they bring those back home and they get better here.
Henry Ford went to Europe to try to broker peace for World War One. He came back. He said, "I didn't get peace, but I found a new market for tractors in Russia."
I never heard that story.
That's a great story. 2012, right back with our new friend, Ed Marsh. And he and I.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.